Good evening, everybody. We're on Pei Bay's Amun Aleph, 82A in Shrias, Parakasiri.
82A. I'm here.
Pei Bay's, in the Oiz Vahadar edition. I'd like to dedicate tonight's share, Leila Nishmas Avi Murray, Rav Chaim from Pesel Yohu, whose yard site is tonight. Okay.
We should have an Aliyah.
Amen. Amen.
As we say,
I'd be as a girl. I'd be as a girl, Zedek. So it says the following: Kitshuhu Kadam is a Manri. If Bezin was Makadesh a Chodesh before its proper time, meaning that there are 2 days which are possible days for proper Kiddush HaChodesh. That would be day 30 of the previous month and day 1 of the current month. But besides those 2 days, any other day is out of the question, right? So day 29 couldn't be Rosh Chodesh, and day 2 could not be Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so another way to say this is 30 days or 31 days since the previous Rosh Chodesh. That's another way to say it. Okay, so if you're Mekadesh before its time, or Acher Yiburai Yom Echad, or after its proper time, so if you did it on what would have been day 2, had it been done properly, Yochel Yehem Ubar, you might think that it is that's Kiddush, that what Bezdin did is good. Tamal Leimer, Oysom. Let's see, where does he have it? Tamal Leimer, Oysom, yeah. I just want to make sure that the left matched the right. Oysom Elohim Mayadoi. It says, those are, right, those are the days that are my designated holidays, but no other days. So, if you do it before, meaning you're doing it too early, that's no good. Now the Gemara explains, if it's the 29th day, that's before. And if it would be the 32nd day, that would be after its time, like we just explained. How do you know? Here we're talking about not a month adding a day to a month. Here we're talking about adding an entire month to the year. How do you know that if we're talking about, let's say, before Karban Pesach is being brought in Chodesh Nisan, and we see people leaving their homes and they are you know, on the en route to Yerushalayim. It's a long trip for some of these people. So we make a cheshbon. Look, if they're so far away that they won't make it, but if we add a month, they will make it, then we will make it. We will add a month. So the Gemara is asking, how do I know that? How do you know that you add a month for those who are in Golus, who have left their homes by a dying lohigiu, but they haven't reached Yerushalayim yet?
Isn't that a everyday phenomenon?
Hey, what?
Wouldn't this happen? Wouldn't this scenario happen every single year?
No. I guess you would have to have news that people are actually en route. You can't just assume people are en route. If you knew that there was a caravan coming,
so they got delayed or what would happen?
Yeah, whatever it is, Akasha from Mesa.
No, so I had an extra off, month.
Now you're pushing off Pesach to maybe to when
4 weeks.
So it won't be a Chag Aviv, you mean? Yeah. You worried about Chag Aviv?
Yeah. Okay. It'll be a Chag of summer.
Whatever. You have a good kasha. I don't know all the details. It's that's what I told you was all I know. let's see. If the month was not added, the Jews of the diaspora would be discouraged from coming in future years to sacrifice the Pesach.
Well, first of all, it's not every year, and they don't know.
What's not every year?
The Iburo is once in a while.
Well, the Gemara is saying, how do you know Bezin will make a decision to add another month because of these people who are going to be delayed? Right?
So we added an extra day to Yontif,
extra month,
to Rosh Hashanah.
Month.
Because, here we're adding an extra month. That would throw our calendar totally out of sync with reality.
But we do that.
What I That was my
question. We do it a certain number of times.
Yeah,
and that fits in with the way that the sun and the...
Well, there is some leeway for Besson to make a decision to add one. And this is a... There are cheshbonos, which are valid cheshbonos for Besson to add a month. And there are cheshbonos which are not valid. So if there's a sale on Amazon, which you're going to miss, that's not a valid reason. So you can't add a month, even if it's not going to throw it off. There are valid... There is a select reasons. This is one of those select reasons, which is valid. Okay?
I mean, but you have complications along the way. You have people who are coming on time, and they're going to sit and wait now an extra month. I mean, these are stragglers, right?
I hear.
You're saying they're coming from Pesach, and they ain't going to be Pesach.
Yeah. So for the people,
like
first of all, one thing we're going to see, this, I don't know if this is going to answer anything for you guys, but one thing we see for sure here, this is a cheshbon for the people who are coming from the Golias. For the people inside Eretz Yisrael, the maximum distance from Yerushalayim to the northmost point in Eretz Yisrael is a 15-day journey. So therefore, that's never a cheshbon. Even if they came from the furthest point in Eretz Yisrael, they would make it, once it would be Rosh Chodesh, to get to Yerushalayim on time for the Korban Pesach. So that's not
30 days round trip.
Yeah, for those people.
So they're there, and there's I got my Korban Pesach, and Besson says, wait a minute, there's some guys in Chutz La'aretz who are not here.
No. When Besson is Ma'abra the Chodesh, they don't do that on the 15th of Pesach. They do that on Rosh Chodesh. You can't be Ma'abra, that's another halacha, you can't be Ma'abra the Shoshana if once Nisan begins, according to most Rishonim. There's a Rambam that seems to be Ma'ashama that you could, but it could be that this Rishonim might be mush, but not like that. I don't know. Okay, so that northmost point in Eretz Yisrael, by the way, is Nahar Pras, which we're going to mention now, right now.
Wow, Nahar Pras is all the way to
Euphrates.
That's a long way.
All the way up north. If you look in your maps in the back, if you want to take a quick peep at your map.
The map in the back.
The map in Appendix 1, you'll see Euphrates is all the way in the north next to the word Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see it says Euphrates over there. So that's, take a look how far north that is. And you see Jerusalem, you see the Euphrates.
Which map? Where?
The first map in the appendix.
Yeah.
The appendices, yeah?
Appendix 1.
Oh, there it is.
You see it?
I see Turkey.
So you see Turkey, and next to that there's this little word, Euphrates. And all the way down by Jerusalem over there. So that is a 15-day journey. Okay? That's quite a journey. You got a hustle to make to do that in 15 days. It's not walking casually, I can tell you that.
It's probably an animal or something.
I mean, maybe, yeah. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that you can add a month? Tamalim b'nei Yisrael mo'ad day. I guess this is a pasuk. Elohim Mo'adoi, right?
Yeah.
Moshe's Mo'adei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael, right? Mo'adei is over there, right? Aseas ha-Mo'adoi shi'asu oison kol Yisrael. Make the Mo'adim so that everybody can do them. Amar b'shulman achman, v'heim shehigil ha-nehar pras. That is assuming that by adding the month, those people who are in the Golas can reach the Euphrates by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we're going to make a cheshbon, right? We know you're in, you're in northern Turkey, right? And you're traveling on foot. So we know if we're going to just leave the Chodesh alone, you won't make it to Jerusalem on time. So we're going to add a month. So how far, what's the max distance that you can be for us to add that month? It's assuming that you will make it to the Euphrates by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because then you know you have 15 days left, and you know, and that's what he's saying, basically. It's very simple. Yeah. Very simple cheshbon. Okay? Next. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Imi b'shem Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi. One more rule. Kidshuhu v'acha kach nimsu ha'edim zolimim. This is a really upsetting case to me. I just don't understand people. You come to Besson and you say, I saw the new moon. And then, you know, you say you saw it, you say when you saw it, and it turns out Adam comes and they say, Yisam, you weren't even there. You were with us in New York. You're like, what are you talking about? You couldn't have seen the new moon. So, what's the din? Right?
I see some locusts. Sure, some unlocks us.
So we make them into a new moon? Okay, let's talk about that for a second. But first, let's take a look. What's the first thing we have to decide? Is Beis Din was fooled, right? And they made the Kiddush HaChodesh erroneously. So is that Psak Choser, or do you leave it in place? So the Mor says, Harezu Mekudesh. Mor says very clearly, that is, we leave that in place.
We don't see that they had a process to undo something. Once in Rosh Hashanah, when they started waving the, the fires from the mountain to mountain,
yeah,
they couldn't undo it afterwards. Once they already gave out the notice that...
Well, why would you want to undo it?
There's no way to communicate that they're undoing it. Like in this case, for instance, like in Zomim.
No, well, it's right here in Beis Din, like we discovered it. No one we haven't necessarily communicated this information out yet. I mean, so I don't think there's any danger of us just saying no. Sorry, made a mistake here. But anyway, so that's what it says. Now we're gonna say why in a second, but I just want to address that question that you asked. What will you do to the Adam Zomim? So he knows the Gemara in the first Mishnah in Makkos. The Mishnah in Makkos says, if Adam come and say it's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and then you can't be Makayim Asisam Lo, because Asisam Lo Kasha Zomav Lo Velo Lo Ule Vonov, right? You can't be Makayim the din of making him into a Halola. So the Gemara says, in that case, you can be Makayim, like you said, you give Malkus. So over here, would you give Malkus? See, the reason we're asking the Shaila, I think it's like a Shemaka Shaila, why? Because over here we're saying it's Makudish. In other words, Bishleimer, when Beis Din makes a Psak and we have to undo the Psak, so we could say, you tried to do something, and we have to undo it. So, we Machayev you Malkus.
They testified falsely.
The Eidus ended up being accepted.
So it's like Kasher Zom, not Kasher Asa.
That it's kind of like Kasher Zom and below Kasher Asa. That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. That over here, it's done already. So wouldn't necessarily give the Malkus. That's what I was thinking. It's a Geshmak Hashayla to think about.
That's a good way to look at it, I think.
Yeah. So, Kam Reb Yehuda Im Reb Yehuda Ben Pasi. So again, look at the names. So the first this statement about the Adam Zomim was by Rabbi Yaakov Baracha Ravimi in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pasi. Now, Rabbi Yosa meets Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pasi in Amalei. So Rabbi Yosa says to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pasi, he says, "Atshamat min Avoch Hadamosa? Did you hear this ruling that Rosh Chodesh is Mekudesh from your father?" Amalei came. He said, "Yeah, I heard this directly from my father." So I just want to say, it's pretty amazing that we're learning a Gemara that says, "Did you hear this from your father on the day that Tati is guard site?"
It's a segula.
It's, I don't know what it is.
I don't know for what, but it's
whatever it is. Rabbi Abba Amar b'shem Rabbi Yochanan im adaktechem be'ini ha'chodesh. So now we have the reason for it. What's the reason? How do you create Adam Zomim? By asking what Pedikas, right? What are they called, the questions you ask? Drisha Bdika, right? Drisha Machakira. And the Drisha is, you start asking what was the place, the time, right, the month, everything, right? So the reason for that is in order to Makayim the din of Zomim, because Eidos Shantari Kalazima is not considered an Eidos. Here the Gemara is saying, no, Ein Medaktikin Ve'idei HaFedesh. We're not medactic about it, those Adam so much. Right? Let's look at 11. The sanctification of the month is totally dependent on the decision of the court, regardless of the actual sighting of the moon. Because the Gemara, if you may remember this drasha from the Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah, Atem Afilu Shagim, Atem Afilu Mezidim, right? That whatever you say, whatever you Beis Din says, It's gonna be that. That's the way it's gonna be. That's it has a koyach to make Rosh Chodesh, even though the moon wasn't actually seen. That's why it doesn't matter, right?
So was Rabban Gamliel's.
What?
Pictures of Gamliel and asked him about that.
Uh huh. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I think because...
What was the question?
He's asking a question, Dr. Cooper's asking a question that what's the whole deal over there in Rosh Hashanah with Rabbi Gamliel, who had pictures of different kinds of moon on the wall, so or whatever he had over there, to ask the Edom, did you see like this? Did you see like this?
Right.
To figure out whether they were really... that. So it could be, first of all...
So the question is,
it says over here, we're not medaktik. If we're not medaktik, why is he busy going ahead and doing the Drisha Bechakir over there? That's his question. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it could be very simple. It could be just because sometimes people see a light, a reflection of the sun necessarily, and they don't see it, what they think is the moon, and so by you clarify what they actually saw with the pictures. That's number one. Number two, could be because in his time there was a lot of shakronim, and so they needed to control it. It could be different. I don't know. It's a good question. Next. Right? We said that if, this is going back to the famous case over there by the guy with the meat, right? The guy, the butcher with the meat, he sells people meat on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and it turns out that Chodesh Elul was Mu'ubar. That ended up being the last day of the Shemitah year, and therefore it is going to be Meshamet, the money owed for the meat. That's what the Mishnah said. And then we had a difficulty, because we just said in the Reisha that if it's money that's owed on a cheshbon in a store, it's not Meshamet. So what's going on over here? We mentioned this already once before. And Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Hudihi, this is coming out according to Yehuda, who holds that if you sell something, and then you sell something else, the second time, the first thing becomes a halva. Here, too, we're talking about where the guy sold the meat, and then subsequently he sold something else, and therefore the meat will become a halva. That was the Gemara's answer. Okay? Now, v'roi l'tovei b'Rosh Hashanah, this again, we kind of said this already. Can you be tovea on Rosh Hashanah? It's Yom Tov. You certainly cannot go and ask for it, v'nav v'dava, right? So, how can Shviyas be Meshamed on a day that you don't, it's not Shayach Lo Yigos? Lo Yigos is the key to whether you can, whether Shemitah is Meshamed or not, right? So the Gemara says, Rabbah B'Shem Rab Zeira, B'Kim Vinshu Roi Lamin Oy Roi L'Tayva. We said this already, that since he trusts him, Roi L'Tayva, he could demand payment from him. So therefore, even on Yom Tov, the debt is subject to the Shvi'as prohibition, not to press for payment, and therefore it's Meshamet. When we came into Roy Latoivai, Roy Litan Loy Mois, it's fitting for the buyer to give the seller payment for the first purchase, and when the seller provides him with additional merchandise later that day, despite the fact that he is still owed for the meat, there's a mutual understanding that the debt for the meat has been transformed into a loan. The obligation for the meat is therefore subject to cancellation. We said all this already once before. All right? So, we can look at 17 again. One does not usually extend credit to someone who still owes him money for an earlier purchase. Even on Yom Tov, when payment is forbidden, you would not sell a second item without at least receiving collateral from the first purchase. So, by not insisting that he clear his account and not insisting for collateral, so therefore...
It's not how it works nowadays.
It certainly isn't. No. Okay. Let's go to the next page. Rav Masna B'Shem Rav. Okay. These are different names. Let's suppose I lend you money and I make a condition. I'm lending you this money on the condition that what?
You don't bother me for it.
I'm never going to demand you the money. I'm never. I'm lending you this $100 and the condition is I'm never going to ask you for money back. I'm not saying you don't owe it to me. I'm just saying I'll never ask for it.
Sounds like the Biden family.
So it says, is the Shriyas Meshamanit? Yeah. Mara says, yes. Shriyas Meshamanit. It is Meshamanit. For Hatani, Hashakina Sapar, Bechoka, Barash Hashanah, It's like the Gemara, if you handed out a Rosh Hashanah, this Vahatani is not a question. It's a Raya. We're bringing a Raya. Vahatani, and we learned in a Mishnah a similar ruling. This is not a question. That Hashaykin is Hapara, Bechilk of Rosh Hashanah, and we stop before we continue and insert the next words, Ramar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yehudahi, that this is coming out like Rabbi Yehuda, who we explained this already. For Roy Hula Taivai Rosh Hashanah, and is it fit? This is a bit me a question. For Roy Hula Taivai Rosh Hashanah, is it fit to demand payment on Rosh Hashanah? Certainly not. So therefore, it's like someone who sold meat on Rosh Hashanah is similar to someone who lends somebody money on a condition not to be able to be Tovea. So you see, just like in the Mishnah, in the case of the meat, it's Meshamet. So in this case, also it's Meshamet. That's the right. Chai Dama Rabba B'Shem B'Zera, like Rabbi Zera explained. Now we're on Pei Bei's own base. Given Shuroi Lahami, you know, Kami Shuroi La Taivai, Kami Shuroi La Taivai, Kami Shuroi La Tilan Mai. Just repeating again the explanation to this halacha. So, in the case of the Mishnah, Shvius cancels the debt because no explicit stipulation was made that he would not demand payment, but it is possible that if a lender explicitly agreed not to demand payment, Shvius cancellation would not apply. Second, is this a dichoy? Hold on 1 second. Yeah, this is a dichoy. Right. This is the refutation of the proof. Let me back up 1 second. So the Gemara tried to prove from the Mishnah that it's like I said before, that it's the same way that if you lend money almanas not to be toveya. The same way you see in the Mishnah, when you sell something on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we said it is Meshamet, even though you can't be Tavayit. So there are both cases where you can't be Tavayit, and we're saying that is Meshamet. That was the Raya. The Gemara now is being Daika the Raya and saying no, because the case of Rosh Hashanah is where he's Ma'amino, and since he's Ma'amino, so therefore it's Roy Latovo. There's a special Svar. Why, in the case of the meat, it is Meshamet. But that Svara does not exist in the case of making a condition not to be Tovea. So that's the Gemara's Doha. The Khan, here too, Halvu Roy Litin Lov Loinasan, Nasasui Shoinu Milva. Now, so too here, in the case where the storekeeper extended credit a second time, since it was fit for the buyer to give money in the earlier purchase, he didn't give it. So the first purchase becomes a loan. So I'm not sure why they added this again. This lechera has no. It's just not really relevant. This is just an added. I would just ignore this phrase. It doesn't add anything to what we said. Okay, Rabbi Yaisi. That's what it says in the bottom. Also, to ignore this. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbon b'shem Rav, Hamavas Chaver Almanas Shalosh Tishmateno Shvius. Here's a famous case. We have this in the Bavli also. A person lends somebody money and he makes a condition. It's on the condition that Shvius will not be Meshamet. Okay? Ain't not Shvius Meshamet. Shvius is not going to be Meshamet. Because even though Masa Mashakasa B'Tayra, it's an eye is not Kayim, but there's a Shita that holds. B'Davar Sheben Momen to know O Kayim, right? Remember that? That when it comes to monetary matters, that it is kaim. So this is an example of a monetary matter, and therefore it would be meshamet. It would not be meshamet.
Is it person over a lav?
Is he over a lav?
Why not say?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. Good question. Four. Let's see here. Yeah. There's a whole thing down below. Okay, let's go on. I don't know the answer to that question. So So, the next thing is what? The Gemara supports this ruling from a Mishnah regarding a case where the borrower maintains, you have to read the English here because it's like a whole insertion here of words that are missing from the Gemara, like we've seen many times. If you have a case where the borrower says that the terms of the loan allowed for the debt to repay at the conclusion of 10 years. So the loba is saying, I have 10 years to pay off this debt. And the malva says, no, I have witnesses that saw that this was a stam halva, and you owe it to me after 30 days. And then it turns out that these edim were edim zomimin, right? So what are they chayev? V'has ninon, v'ein noisim mikan v'ad shloshim yon, v'ein noisim mikan v'ad esashonim, that you would pay, you've, in order to figure out what the edim zomimin have to pay, you figure out how much would I pay to be able to delay the payment of the loan for 10 years. Right? So, and that's the amount that you wanted to be masked me, that's how much the edim zomimin would have to pay. Now, we all know, right? We all know that within 10 years there would be at least one shmita. So, why don't they have to pay everything? The Mishnah doesn't say you have to pay everything, right? Because by saying 30 days, you could argue, if they hadn't said 30 days, and it would have said 10 years, then Shemitah would have come along in the seventh year. At the end of the seventh year, there would be no debt. So therefore, by them saying 30 days, they're causing the Lova to become chayiv in the whole debt. Why are they only chayiv to pay this amount of money that you would have paid to hold off on paying your debt for 10 years? You should have to pay for the whole thing. Tarot says, because since I made a condition, right? Just like we said before, if I make a condition at Shvias should not be Mashamek, see here too, I made a condition that you should pay me after 10 years. That's like saying explicitly that the Shvias is not going to be Mashamek. That's the Gemara here is going with this Mahalach. Okay? This is not like the Bavli. The Bavli has a whole different way of running. Amar Huna. No proof. Is Palgun of Nachum by Yaakov or Rav Sheshes? We have two possibilities that make this no proof to the original statement. Chan Omar Maval Mashkin, Chan Omar Kukosu like Krosbol. We have two cases where it's possible for a loan of 10 years to be extended even after, you know, Shemitah has gone by. Either you gave him a Mashkin, and we said that Imaval Mashkin is not Meshamit, or if you write a Krosbol, so that could be the case. Now the Gemara is going to talk about just there's this statement. Brisa says 30 days I'm not going to come. What does that mean? The Gemara is trying to figure out what is this strange Brisa. I lend you without specifying the date. I lend you the money, right? So what's the rule? Stam halva shloshim yom, right? So, you can't ask him for payment for 30 days. So, therefore, what? So, shloshim yom lo asi, this was what the Brisa was trying to say. That if you make a loan, and it's for 30 days, when you didn't specify it, you can't go to the guy to ask for the money back within the 30 days. That's basically what the Gemara is explaining the Brisa, okay? I believe that's right. Yeah. All Rabbi Yehuda v'Amar Taima, and here he comes up with this interesting drasha, which is a machlokas in the Varsham, how to learn this drasha. Karva shas hashava shnas hashmita. There's a pasuk which mentions two terms, one right after the other, and l'chara, there's no need for the two terms. What do you mean, shnas hashava shnas hashmita? That, of course, shnas hashava is shnas hashmita. Why did the pasuk have to say both? So it must be lohi shnas hashava, lohi shnas hashmita. Aren't they the same? Matam lemer kol shnas hashava shnas hashmita. Shloi tamer kol shloi shemiyim ben arai shloi lo toivai. Lachar shloi shemiyim b'hashrik sofim. You shouldn't say what that 30 days is like the shmita. Why? Because just like during the shmita you can't be toivaya, so too you can't be Taveya for the 30 days. So at the end of the 30 days, you wouldn't be able to be, it would be Meshameh. So the question is, what are these 30 days talking about? So Rosh Cirilo says that we're talking about the last 30 days of the Shemitah year. Right? So the Torah says, Penyia davar b'lovcha b'liyah lemar, chavashas Hashem, vashas HaShemitah. And you're going to say what? You're going to say, oh, I don't want to lend money because what am I going to lend you money? If I lend you money, the Shemitah is going to come and take it off. So the Torah warns you not to do that. So it's even going to be in this case that it's 30 days before the end of the Shemitah, and the Torah is saying, I have to lend you money. You come to me for a loan 30 days before the Shemitah is over. And you say, I need $100. I am a mitzuvah min ha-Torah to give you that money, even though I know farewell. Number one, I'm not allowed to be tovea you that $100 within 30 days, because tam avar shloshim yom. And at the end of the 30 days, puff. So that's karva shnas hasheva, shnas hashmitah. In other words, the seventh year is coming to an end. Why? Because the shnas hashmitah means it's like it's this 30-day period where I can't ask for the loan. So it's like a shmitah period, so to speak. I can't ask for it. So the Torah is telling, that's the way Rosh Cirilo learns. Other people learn it. It could be talking about any time. We'll learn Rosh Cirilo's way. Okay. Shlo Tomer. Again, let's read the Yerushalmi inside. Shlo Tomer kol shloshim yom minu ha-shelo toivoy. Lachar shloshim yom b'hash mek sofim. And then after 30 days, it's going to go away. Fuhulo yegvero, he won't be able to collect the debt. Lefum kein tzarach l'meimar kol v'shas ha-shem v'shas ha-shmitah. They're teaching you that you cannot refrain from granting a loan at that time. You can thus infer from this verse that an unspecified loan has a 30-day term. Otherwise, there'd be no reason for the Torah to discuss a case when the loan took place 30 days before the end of the Shemitah. And that's the end of today's
day. You can't deny him the loan.
No. It's considered very bad. I don't know if it's a lice essay. Pen, every time it says pen, it's a lice essay. Yeah, that's the best idea.